Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by a whole host of folks. I've got John Dennison, Tyler Brubaker, and Kathy Earhart-Webb all with us today, and we're talking about the play Harvey. Welcome.
Happy Harvey New Year.
Well, thank you for being here. First, for being here on a cold, cold day.
Certainly.
And everybody's back in the swing of things and getting ready for the new year. And CA Studios is producing a play called Harvey. And when you guys walked in, you had to get me up to date because I knew absolutely nothing about Harvey. John Dennison, you play a psychiatrist or a psychologist?
Psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist.
I am a noted psychiatrist who owns Chumley's Rest, a sanitarium, where Elwood, played by Tyler, has been brought by his sister Vita to be committed because Elwood walks around with an invisible 6.5-foot rabbit.
Elwood?
That, yes.
Sees a 6.5-foot rabbit.
That's
right. But nobody else sees it.
Well, that's supposedly. And I will just tell you that for those of you who've seen the film is noted because of Jimmy Stewart's performance. But this is actually a Pulitzer Prize-winning play from the 1940s. And it is a really, really great play that when you see it in its play form, you'll see that I might be a psychiatrist, but I might need a psychiatrist of my own. Elwood sees an invisible rabbit, but he may be the sanest person in the room. Right, Tyler?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, Tyler Brubaker, you play a character, Elwood P. Dowd. Tell me a little bit about Elwood.
Well, Elwood is a middle-aged alcoholic, and he walks around with a 6-foot-1.5 giant white rabbit. And he's a guy who just enjoys life. He tries to be friendly to everyone. He wants everyone to be friends with this white rabbit that he is taking a loving for. And throughout the play, lots of people find out about him and his friend Harvey, and they really find out a lot about him that they would never have thought of in the beginning.
Now, John, does Elwood's character, does this imaginary rabbit cause lots of problems in his life?
Are you kidding? Well, the biggest problem is his family because the reason his sister Vita and niece have brought him out to Chumley's Rest is because they cannot stand the fact that he introduces Harvey to all of their friends, and they're so embarrassed because, our brother's got this imaginary critter that he carries around with him. And so they think, we've got to have him committed. He, if they do that, then there's some monetary issues going on that they can inherit in a house that they can live in that belongs to Elwood. So there's all sort of incentive there for them to leave Elwood out at Chumley's Rest. But he winds up turning the tables in a somewhat madcap way. And it takes all of the characters through a really good maze of learning who's sane and who's not sane. Or as I put it to my colleague, Dr. Sanderson, played by Michael Tran, I can't figure out who came out here to commit and who came out here to be committed.
So, Tyler, you play Elwood. Elwood's like a 47-year-old guy. You're
right.
What, about 17, 18 years old?
18 years old, that's right.
So do you find it difficult to play a 47-year-old alcoholic?
Well, not at all. I mean, if you get in the right mindset of, just becoming the character, and, it's very fun to become the character. I mean, whatever it is. I mean, if you are a middle-aged alcoholic, it's kind of fun to play with that. And it may seem hard at first, but once you get into the character, you start to play with it, have a little nuance, and it's a really, really fun experience.
The play is called Harvey and will be happening coming up this weekend. Kathy is with us. Kathy Earhart, the director of the play. Kathy, how did you pick this one out? Out of all the plays you could pick, where was your mindset when you picked Harvey?
Okay, so you know, Corey, I'm always looking for the different play, you know, and the one that maybe people have either forgotten about or people wouldn't choose to do, right? So I was talking to my friends Scott and Amber Higginbotham, and they said, oh, we've always wanted to do Harvey. And I said, Harvey? I'd never even read it. Okay, so I trust their opinion, so I picked it up and I read it. And I said, dang, I understand why this won the Pulitzer Prize. It seems so crazy. But it's a funny, funny play, but it's not just a farce. It is an honest look at who is sane, as John said, who is sane and who is not sane. And sometimes, as I was saying to Tyler the other day, this is a magical mystery tour. There's more to life, Horatio, than dreamt of in your philosophy. And that's exactly what happens with Harvey. And I see why it won the prize and why it's revived time and again. So we hope people will come out and laugh with us because it's funny. It's a funny, funny show with serious themes.
Now, I was telling Tyler when he came in, I saw him the other night. I don't know Tyler till today. And he was standing in the window at Lee's of LeCount and looking out the window, and there was a lot of weird hand motions. I was at the stoplight and just thought, I don't know what's going on in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, you know now, when you see people there after hours, Lee's closes at 3, and CA Studio comes in lots of days. Thank you, Toby Traylor.
The play Harvey is going on. Kathy, when does the play open?
Okay, so we open on 12th night, that's supposed to be the night of misrule, Corey. So we open on 12th night, which is Friday night, in Dinner Theater at 7 p.m. Play Dinner Theater Friday night, Saturday night. Pie Theater at 4 p.m. on Sunday. And then the following Saturday, Dinner Theater, Sunday, Pie Theater.
For ticket information, you can call 329-8081. You can also visit our website at kedm.org and find out more. Thanks for being with us. This is Lanyap.